We turn now to the community organization ACORN, which is not having a good week. The Senate voted to cut off federal housing grants to the group. Embarrassing videos of ACORN employees are all over cable news and the internet. As the scandal emerged, the Census Bureau severed its ties with the group, and in Florida, ACORN workers were charged with falsifying voter registration forms. For its part, the group says it's the target of a broad right-wing attack. NPR's Pam Fessler has the latest.
If you've watched cable TV at all this week, you've almost certainly seen the images again and again. A young man dressed as a pimp, with a young woman posing as a prostitute. They're with ACORN workers who were supposed to be advising low-income people on taxes and home loans. But instead, you hear this.
All somebody needs to do is get wind that you got a house and your girlfriend is over there running a house of women of the night. You will not have a career. You will be smeared and tarnished for life to come.
That's an ACORN employee in Washington, D.C., telling the couple how to buy a house without letting anyone know it's being used for prostitution. But the man is really a conservative activist and filmmaker, James O'Keefe, with his colleague Hannah Giles. Their undercover videos have set off an avalanche of criticism against the liberal nonprofit, which has long been accused by conservatives of misusing federal funds and falsifying voter registration forms. Here's Fox TV talk show host Glenn Beck, who's been leading the charge.
This is shocking. It raises serious questions about what is going on inside of ACORN. ACORN say, you watch, just another rogue employee. We had nothing to do with her. Really? How many employees do you have like that?
Hopefully none anymore, says ACORN National CEO Bertha Lewis. She says all the employees involved have been fired.
We were just as shocked, surprised as anyone. I will not tolerate that sort of behavior on my watch.
She says the group is reviewing its training procedures and will have an independent investigator look into what happened. But the videos have begun something that might be difficult to stop.
This is a group that quite honestly has found a comfort zone and operating outside the boundaries of the law.
That's Republican Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska, who, along with other Republicans, has asked the Justice Department to investigate ACORN. He also sponsored the Senate amendment barring the group from getting federal housing grants, and there's a similar move afoot in the House.
I just don't believe taxpayers want their money to go to an organization like that.
And in Monday's vote, 82 other senators agreed, including a lot of Democrats. It's the first time such sweeping action has been taken against ACORN. To Bertha Lewis, though, it's all part of something bigger, a well-orchestrated partisan campaign to destroy her organization.
This is like modern-day McCarthyism. Do you know ACORN? Do you associate with ACORN? Don't you think ACORN's bad? I mean, we've been doing good works for 40 years.
And Lewis thinks it's that work, pushing for a higher minimum wage, more affordable housing, and the registration of low-income voters, that's made ACORN a prime target for the right wing in its battle with the Obama administration over a host of issues. And indeed, Republicans and conservatives have been going after ACORN with a vengeance for years. And more recently, they've been trying to link the group to President Obama. Here's Fox's Glenn Beck on Tuesday.
From top to bottom, it's just a corrupt organization, and they're surrounding the president of the United States. He's working with them side by side.
Although there's no evidence that's in fact the case. Yesterday, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said the behavior of the ACORN workers on the videotapes was completely unacceptable and that he assumes federal agencies constantly evaluate grants to make sure recipients are fulfilling the requirements. ACORN has received millions over the years, but Bertha Lewis says federal funds make up only about 2% of the group's budget and that ACORN plans to continue its work helping the poor, with or without government aid. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.